Play the music.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome back to The Table.
A podcast where sometimes we have back pain, but don't always bring it up because we don't want to talk about it because it means we're aging, because sometimes it hurts so bad that you just got to acknowledge it at the very beginning of the show.
Yeah.
I'm Cody.
And I'm Tyler.
And we are your friends.
That's true.
Tyler.
Bro, I would like to say how are you, but I feel like I kind of have an idea.
Tyler, what I tell you.
Oh, man.
My back hurts so bad.
I am so sorry, man.
It's like, and it's not even like my whole back. It's, yeah. There's a particular spot on my left, your right.
Yeah.
And it's like it feels like I have like a knot, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it developed over the weekend. I've taken ibuprofen. I've done like various stretches. Don't hear what I'm not saying. I haven't gotten on the floor and like, you know, stretch. Maybe
right.
I should.
Right.
But I've been like doing various bends and twists, which could be bad.
Right.
I guess. But
well, at this age, you never know.
Well, like, and that is the issue, isn't it? Your boy is sitting here at 29, approaching 30.
Look, at 25, I had the same thing. Because here's the thing. I would like to say that, oh, yeah, I was at the gym. I was lifting so heavy that I hurt my back.
Getting
so
my pump on.
No, I got out the shower and stepped down wrong. And, like, my back was, like, shook for the next week.
Like, we're aging, brother.
Right, I guess
like,
so.
Like, don't get me wrong. Like, we're not old.
No.
But we are indeed aging.
We're closer to dying than we were yesterday.
Well, aren't we all?
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's – but you know what, Tyler? That's neither here nor there because we're going to have a great time today.
That's true.
And ladies and gentlemen, if this is your first time here, welcome.
Wow,
this
thanks.
Now, you'll hear this – because we know you're people that you listen all the way to the end.
Right, of course.
But, we want to let you know that...
because you're cool.
This is a little show that we call The Table, which is a family-friendly podcast that we upload weekly, and we do it for your amusement. So hang around with us, and if you like it, subscribe, leave us a review, and share it.
Yeah.
We appreciate that. Now, Tyler, enough of that. We got a show to do, so let's get into it.
The word of the week.
I am intimidated because you're bringing it this week.
Yeah, I am.
Oh my!
And you just don't know, just in how much of an intensity that I am. In fact, as you said, bringing it this week.
Watch it be like onomatopoeia or something.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. No, no, Tyler. The word of the week you this week is abominate.
Abominate?
Yes. Abominate.
Okay. So I think abominate. I think that is the root of a bigger word, like abomination. So an abomination is obviously something like that's like disgusting, just like I don't want to say a freak of nature, but like this just very out of place, very not good. So to put A as a prefix this is just me sounding it out. I haven't been in school in years, but to put A in front of something kind of makes it like the opposite. So like abomination means this is a bad thing. So abominate must be like a good thing. So I'm thinking abominate. What is an is it a verb or a noun?
Yes.
What?
I don't know. I don't have that information.
Oh. Okay. We'll look at the definition. Is it an action or is it a thing?
It is a...
Don't tell me the definition. Is it a thing that I can pick up or is it a thing that I do?
It's a... Let me just look one time. It is a verb.
Oh, man. Okay.
Which makes sense now that I, it is a verb.
Okay.
Wow, I'm not smart.
Man.
Abominate. You've got 30 seconds.
Okay. I think abominate means to... Can you spell it?
B-O-M-B-I-A-T-E. N-A-T-E.
Okay, so that messes up my definition. Okay, so it means to just throw bombs at somebody.
Tyler, that is incorrect.
Wow, really? So first, before you tell the definition, I thought you, before I got you to spell it, I thought it was like abomination, like not like an actual bomb, B-O-M-B. So, okay, yeah, continue. My reasoning was off because of that.
Yeah, well, you didn't ask. I wasn't going to volunteer the information. Well, and then when you did ask, jeez, like the
it was
one,
like last second.
Like, yeah. So, bominate is simply buzz or hum.
Huh.
Yeah. I didn't know that, but that is what that means. And the
bominate.
The definition, not definition, the use it, the sentence that it gives, mm-hmm. to use it in a sentence is, her head had become a bominating vacuum. I guess like her head is like buzzing. It's like,
oh,
like humming. I don't know what that means, but that's what it said.
Well, now I know something.
Now you know that you got word of the week wrong.
Right.
Finally.
Right.
Praise God. Whenever I saw it, I was like, there it is. There it is. Got
to
go.
If I would have asked you to spell it first, I might could have got it sooner.
Do you really think you would have wound up? Because you went straight to the bomb.
Bomb.
Thing.
Yeah. Maybe, probably not.
Well, I think you bombed on this one.
That was good.
Tyler.
Hi.
I'm going to go first.
Oh, my.
Because I just got to talk about it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm ready to talk about it.
So.
I think.
It's something that, you know, I try not to have secrets.
Okay.
I try to be like an open book.
Yeah.
And as time goes on, people change. And things about people, they change.
Right.
And you have to be, in my opinion, and you may agree, you may disagree, but in my opinion, to acknowledge that change, sometimes it's not comfortable.
Okay.
And you have to be a certain level of, I'll call it maturity.
Right.
To acknowledge, hey, my opinions on this have changed, and I want to not only acknowledge that, but in this case, I want to make it public.
Okay.
Today, my topic is Chick-fil-A.
I knew there was going to be something like
my topic,
that.
I just need to.
Okay.
I need to talk about Chick-fil-A, and I need you to be there for me.
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm
thank
here.
You.
I'm
I see
ready.
You. I
I'm
see
ready.
You.
Yes.
I'm glad that you're here.
It's kind of hard to miss me.
Yeah. So there's, I'm on record.
Yeah.
Of not being a fan.
Right.
You know, and this has been known for years, but and if you've been listening to the show, you've heard me talk about mm-hmm. the fact that I do not prefer Chick-fil-A. I will say I still do not prefer Chick-fil-A
over
other establishments. Like, okay. Some people are just like, oh, Chick-fil-A's number one. That's not me.
No.
However,
well, that's not even that for me, but I do enjoy Chick-fil-A very much so.
I too
nice.
Enjoy Chick-fil-A
nice.
These days. And I'm
it's hard to compare them to other places, you know?
Well, it is and it's not. Because, okay, so the first thing that I would like to talk, I have a few, now you can't cover everything about
right.
a particular establishment, but I do have a few things that I want to address. First of all, I want to start with their nuggets.
Okay.
And I'm not talking about the grilled nuggets. I'm talking about the real nuggets, the ones that are fried.
Yeah.
They're so good.
I've been told the grilled ones are kind of rubbery, and I don't really get the plain nuggets. I usually end up, if I get something that's not a sandwich,
yeah.
I usually get tenders. But well, I've heard pleasant things about the nuggets.
Well, the nuggets, the tenders are really good too. Here's my issue with the tenders, and this mm-hmm. is one of my, this is literally my next point that I'll just go ahead and get into. I have found in my experience that mm-hmm. one of the things that I still, to this day, dislike about Chick-fil-A mm-hmm. is their portion sizes are very small. And
yep.
their tenders, it's like, oh, I would like to have, I want the four piece or whatever they come in. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm new. I don't have the combos memorized yet. So if you could please just be merciful, that's what Jesus would do. Anyway.
Right.
So it's like, I want the four piece. It's like, okay, here's your four piece. And the four tenders at Chick-fil-A are like two tenders at the gas station.
Yeah.
And
I understand that.
I get four tenders at the gas station, sometimes mm-hmm. five if I'm feeling like, if it's like Friday morning, you know what I'm
right.
saying? But so then the issue is, I'm like, okay, can I get like
20 of them?
Can I get like two orders of four chicken nuggets or tenders? And then I feel judged.
Right.
Because it's like, I am technically ordering like, wow, he just like doubled the size of his meal. Yeah, but it's like, your meal is small.
You were validated in that. Because what I used to get my sandwich with two large french fries. Because I was like, I just need more french fries.
Well, yeah.
Instead of getting another sandwich, I'm just going to get more french fries. So.
Well, and speaking of their fries.
Yeah.
You got the waffle fries.
Ooh, I love waffle fries.
Here's the thing.
Waffle fries are one of my favorite shapes of fries.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
See, I would never just like if I'm going to Walmart and I'm going to the frozen section,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go and try to find waffle fries.
Can't relate.
You know what I'm saying? However, when I'm at Chick-fil-A, I find myself looking forward to dipping the fries specifically in the sauce.
It's like a good shape. You get a good surface area.
You do.
Because like fries, they're so thin and long. It's just like... Like, I'm one of those people that eat, like, super thin fries by, like, a handful.
Yeah.
Like, I'll get, because I want, like, potato, you know?
Yeah,
like,
you want the fry.
Like, I don't want just, like, this little straw.
Right, right.
So, waffle fries are a great, like, alternative to that.
Yeah.
Like, they're thick, and then I enjoy that.
I don't enjoy the waffle fry that you can tell was the end of the potato.
No,
like that, make me sad. That bad boy is like, that's too much. And sometimes
it's not done all
it's
the way.
Not done. And it's like, oh, I see you.
Remember that time I got like a whole potato?
Yeah. That was
how do they let that pass?
Well, that's just proof that Chick-fil-A is not, in fact, run by the angels of the Lord. It is run by the servants of the Lord.
Right,
servants are people.
Right. And
so,
they too make mistakes.
So, right. So we have to be merciful as the clientele.
Yeah.
So the portions are not great. I want to talk about the sandwich.
Okay.
Popeye still has the better chicken sandwich.
Have you had their spicy deluxe?
I don't want their spicy deluxe. No. Here's why. Because I know you like the deluxe.
That's like the only sandwich I get. It's that good.
You like it. What comes on it?
Lettuce and tomato.
That's exactly right.
You can ask for no lettuce and tomato.
No.
You ain't scared to substitute it anywhere else.
No. It ain't that. That is the deluxe.
Okay.
But when I go to Popeye's and I want the chicken sandwich.
Okay.
I get this beautiful, perfect masterpiece of a spicy chicken sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
When I go to Chick-fil-A and I order the chicken sandwich, I get this little, tiny, mass-produced, been sitting in the oven for quite a while. Because we know that the rush is going to be all day long. We know we're going to have to crank these bad boys out. Let's make 30 of them tomorrow afternoon before we leave. That way we can serve them today. That's what I always get.
So... But you get the spicy sandwich.
I do get the spicy sandwich.
And you haven't had the spicy at Chick-fil-A.
I have.
You have?
I have had the spicy.
You've had the spicy deluxe at Chick-fil-A.
No, not deluxe. The regular spicy chicken sandwich.
There's a regular spicy chicken sandwich?
Yeah. Like if you can go into Chick-fil-A and say, I want the spicy chicken sandwich.
Maybe that's the problem because I have always and always will get the deluxe and I've never had a problem with it.
It's always delicious.
It's huge. It's... Like, I don't get two sandwiches. I get two things of fries.
Right.
I get one sandwich because that one sandwich is everything that I need.
I understand.
It's so good.
And I can appreciate that the deluxe is like its own thing.
It's deluxe.
It's deluxe. But for chicken sandwich, like if we're comparing chicken sandwiches to chicken sandwiches.
Well, I didn't know that they had a regular spicy.
Yeah, they do.
That seems less than ideal.
Well, it's just not as good as Popeye's. It's not as big. The chicken is like it's just not as good.
Well, see, and that's why I argue with the deluxe because to me it is just as good with the spicy deluxe.
Yeah,
I don't know if they do have a bigger size for those or what, or maybe it's just my mind. I do not know.
Right,
it's super good, but I also use honey mustard and buffalo.
Oh yes,
and like. I'll dip it in there a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like I'll alternate between the two. So sometimes you get spicy chicken with honey mustard. And then next bite, spicy chicken with buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
And then it has pepper jack cheese on there, my favorite of the cheeses.
It's a fine cheese.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's a really
it's
good
a great
cheese.
Cheese.
Now, with all that being said, again, talking about changing.
Right.
Talking about being mature.
Yes.
If someone were to walk through that door on this day and present me with a spicy chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A, I would consume it. I would consume it happily. I would go to my fridge and I would get the bottle of Chick-fil-A sauce that is in my fridge right now. And I would put it on that sandwich. Whereas before, I would have looked at them with judgment.
What?
And been like, get that out of here. I don't want that. I want a real chicken sandwich.
What? Absolutely.
Now I've lowered my standards to the point where I will eat it. I will consume it. But I'm not gonna sit there and act like that it's better than Popeyes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You mentioned the sauce.
Yeah, that was gonna be my next question.
Can we talk about the sauces?
Can we?
Because there is no better selection of sauces.
I agree.
At any chain.
Now I will also say that at Chick-fil-A, I am a creature of habit, and I have only gotten and only will probably get honey mustard and buffalo.
And not even barbecue.
I'm not even like regular barbecue that much. Like, I tolerate it, but I'm not like, ooh, barbecue. I'm like buffalo, honey mustard, and then sometimes I'll get ketchup for like.
What about Polynesian sauce?
I don't even think I've tried it yet.
Really?
I can't get past their honey mustard and buffalo sauce is so different from so many other fast food places. Especially their honey mustard, man. I'm just like, I can't get away.
Really?
I can't. It's so good. That's like whenever we would go to the Porter and all I got was like chicken tenders for like extended periods at a time because I just could not stop eating the chicken tenders.
Right.
Like, it's so good.
Well, I want to just say, I do know that it's Polynesian sauce.
Yes.
The Polynesian was a throwback
to Brennan's episode.
To Brennan's episode. Shout out
which
to Brennan.
Which you should check out.
Yeah, for sure. You should. So for me, I do like Chick-fil-A sauce.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of like, I go back and forth with it.
I remember not being super pleased, super impressed by it.
It depends because like there's sometimes I'll get it and I'm like, okay, this stuff right here is good. Then there's other times where like I'll get it, I'll go straight to it and I'm like, I don't like this.
Yeah.
You know, love the buffalo. Really big fan of especially dipping the fries in the buffalo.
Oh, yes.
That's good stuff. I do like the barbecue. In fact,
I don't think I've tried it.
It's good. It is. I went to it one time to get a bad taste out of my mouth. Like I think we talked about that on the show where I tried that coffee thing that Sarah made me try.
Yeah.
And to get the taste out of my mouth, I ripped open a thing of Chick-fil-A barbecue sauce and just downed it.
Pre-existing in your car.
Yeah, that had been there for who knows how long. And that may be why my back hurts. It's coming back.
That's why we're closer to dying.
Right, right. But yeah, man, big fan of the sauces. Love the sauce. I will say this, though. I wouldn't want, and hear me out, like, I wouldn't want Chick-fil-A buffalo sauce on like other stuff. How do you feel about that? Is it a good buffalo sauce or is it good because of where it's at?
I think it's good because of where it's at. Because so like there's some stuff that I wouldn't cross contaminate.
Yeah.
You know, like it just wouldn't be right. Like McDonald's honey mustard with Chick-fil-A fries. You know, I love McDonald's honey mustard, but I don't think I would eat it with Chick-fil-A fries.
Yeah, I feel that. Well, it seems like you'd be doing something morally wrong.
Right, exactly. You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't feel right to cross-contaminate like that. So, I would agree. Like, I like it, and it probably would taste good with stuff, but it's like that mental block.
Right.
Like this is Chick-fil-A buffalo
Well, you
sauce.
Have integrity. You're a person of integrity. Right. So, it's like...
Well, see, and to that argument, though, why do we take sauces home? Because I take them, and I never use them.
Because they give you 30 things of them.
But...
And sometimes you may have to down it to get a bad taste out of your mouth.
I always bring sauces home, and I never use them. I'm like, ooh, I can't wait to keep just this sauce in my car or like in my house or something. And then I look at it, I'm like, I'm not about to use this with my homemade chicken breast. What's wrong with me?
Well, now you can go to Walmart and buy Chick-fil-A sauce in the bottle.
Well, I don't know if I would do that.
It's good. Now, I ain't going to lie. Now, like some good, like go to the, well, I don't know about this. I was going to say go to the gas station to get some tenders. Haven't tried that, so I can't speak to that.
Yeah.
But homemade tenders with Chick-fil-A sauce?
Ooh-wee.
I had that today for lunch.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah, it was really good. Like air-fried tenders and with the Chick-fil-A sauce.
Nice.
Fam, like a good time was had.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, it was really good. But I wouldn't want to do that with the buffalo sauce for some reason.
I don't know. I'm not really a good judge on this because... This is kind of a, I don't want to say, I don't know what it would call it, but I do not buy exquisite sauces for my home.
I love a good sauce.
I love a good sauce. I literally buy like great value bread and like honey mustard and stuff like
that. Well, that, well, see, now as far as that goes, that's okay. Because not like, especially with honey mustard, not all honey mustard is created equal.
It's not.
Some of it is like garbage, and then some of it is divine. Like Ken's. I know, yeah, you don't, ooh, like Ken's.
I love Ken's.
Well, I was going to say, I know you don't probably don't buy it for your house. No.
But if I'm at a gas station eating, yeah, chicken tenders.
And they bring out the Ken's.
Ooh, if they got Ken's honey mustard there, it's over with.
You know you're about to have a good time. Oh, 100%. You know you're about to be blessed for sure.
100%.
You know, now that I'm thinking about it, I don't think I've tried the honey mustard at Chick-fil-A. Surely I have, though.
I think you have. It's very,
maybe,
like...
Maybe I didn't like it.
It's very possible. It's very different. It's like it's, ooh, more honey than it is mustard.
Ooh, see, I don't want that. It's not even that I don't want that. Like, there's
you need to try
the
it
mixture
again.
Has to be. I do need to try it again. The mixture has to be just right
because like McDonald's leans, I think, more towards the mustard than they do the honey.
McDonald's, I don't know what they got going on.
I like theirs.
They got like stuff floating in theirs, friend. It's like it. Something brown in there. Like, is that actual mustard?
I think it's seasoning of some kind. Maybe, I don't know.
I think it's evidence of rodents.
in every single in every honey mustard bag.
Yes, in every single. They're McDonald's. They can do that.
Stop it. I really
McDonald's
really like
not a sponsor.
Mustard. But you could be.
I don't eat McDonald's. Go away.
I look, I do, friend.
Tyler, read the ad. If you want to sponsor us, McDonald's, look, we'll let Tyler read the ad. And I will. I mean, I'll have a nice Diet Coke. Right. From McDonald's.
Ooh, there's spicy Sprite.
They got some spicy Sprite. That stuff takes 5 years off your life every time you drink it.
There's no. Ooh, have you had their tropical Sprite?
No, but I've heard you talk about it.
Ooh,
and I think.
Look,
it,
I rarely drink soda, but if I go to McDonald's, I'm like, give me a tropical Sprite.
And see, I don't see how you handle it because you do go so infrequently between, like, you know, you don't have soda very often.
I like
so.
Spicy.
Yeah, you do. That's true. That's true.
I'm like, that's the burn I wanted. Blazing Challenge 2.
Can he go to the Buffalo Wild Wings and get the tropical Sprite wings, please?
Stop it. Oh, that actually. Ooh.
A dry rub? Right. Somehow? Like right. Dehydration?
Right. Like a citrusy, yeah, spicy flavor?
You should work on that at home.
I should.
Find some way to make that a thing.
It's grating orange zest right. over right. chicken wings with, like, ghost pepper flavoring.
Right.
Man, I should do that.
You should. My last point I want to hit on for this topic is we had mentioned the servants of the Lord that
yes.
work there.
Yes.
I understand that there are certain things that are required.
Yeah.
I don't care for the my pleasure.
Really?
I really don't. Because
Because
here's the thing. I feel like, in fact, I know I've been present with people who are like, they say thank you to get the my pleasure because they know that it's like, they said it, you know?
They said
or
it.
If,
they
or
said
if
it.
They don't say it, there's like, they didn't say my pleasure.
Yeah. Well, and see, that's part of it, though.
It is.
It's like a gimmick at this point,
right?
Honestly.
But I just feel bad that, like, friend, you didn't mean that. Like,
well, of course they didn't. 90% of retail workers.
Well, of course they didn't.
Well, customer service folks, retail right. workers, cashiers, most of them don't mean half the things they say.
So you're lying to me.
Right. 90% of the
you're
time.
You're saying that. Yo, my pleasure. You lied to me.
Well, I don't know. Maybe Chick-fil-A goes through such a hiring process where they find people where it really is their pleasure to do that.
I could argue against that.
But do you have proof?
I could present folk and be like, was it your pleasure?
Was it
really your pleasure?
Yeah, we need to reach out to
on a Friday.
Friends. Yeah.
When people are ordering Polynesian.
Oh, lunch rush, man. The lunch
oh,
rush
man.
There is
Can
unreal.
You imagine?
Yes, because I drive by there on my lunch break and I'm like, maybe I'll go to Chick-fil-A though. I'm like, I only have an hour. I'm not gonna wait.
Right.
Actually, they're really fast. I take that back.
They are fast,
really
but it's
fast.
Still a little ridiculous.
It's a lot.
It's not that good.
It's
you know
lot.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like it is good. I'm being open about the fact yeah. that I'm now a fan.
Well, but, I agree with you. Like, I haven't gone in a
yeah.
long time.
But I just don't
but
understand.
I love it. Like, but, like, what I said earlier, like, you can't compare it to, like, a pizza place, you know?
Oh, no, for sure.
And you can't really compare it to McDonald's either because, like, it's not a burger place.
Well, I feel like the only fair comparison is Popeyes.
And even then, they sell, like, whole chicken.
Yeah.
You know? That's yeah. what I'm saying. Like, it's hard to compare against others. But, and it does have those, like, things that make it stand out. You know, no other restaurant has sauce selection like that. No other restaurant has the workers that are like my pleasure.
Yeah.
Like they
liars.
Right.
I'm just giving you a hard time. I know you have to do it. It's okay.
Yeah. But it's, I think it's cool. Like I get that they don't mean
it. It's fine. And it's not like, I'm just, you know, obviously in the words of Tyler, obviously I'm being a little dramatic, but it's just like, you know,
I get that they don't mean it. And I don't like it when people like try to antagonize them about it, like take advantage of it. Yeah. But like when it happens, because 9 times out of 10, I'm honestly not expecting it. So I don't think about it.
Right.
But when they're like, my pleasure, I'm like, oh yeah, y'all say that. Cool.
Well, see, that's that's the opposite of my problem is like, I'm a person who says thank you.
Yeah.
And I don't want them to think that I'm only saying it to get the my pleasure. Because you know people go in there and do that.
Yeah, but I'm sure that they can differentiate between the two. Like there's some people that are like, thank you.
Or they're
like the eyebrows raised, right, the eyes squinted.
And then they like put their hand behind their ear. Like, I'm waiting for your response.
Has a voice. Oh, no, has a phone out recording.
Right.
Like to see if they do it or not.
It's like people trying to break the royal guards. Like where they're like standing and bucking.
Don't be like that.
They're like walking up to them, like tickling their noses.
Would you
stuff.
Do that?
Me?
Yeah.
No, dude, I'd be scared. I would be the one that the dude was like, you know what, not today, and he pulls a gun. You know? Like, it would be like, you're the 15th person who's done this to me today.
He's quit.
You're at the wrong place at the wrong time, sir.
I would not do that.
I wouldn't do it.
That's a whole person sitting there trying to do their job.
However, I have watched a YouTube video of a person doing it, and he got the guy to smile. And I found great joy in that.
He wasn't
like,
you're going to jail.
He wasn't like being mean to the dude from what I can remember, but he was just like,
yeah, there's some people that go too far.
Don't smile. Don't you do it. Don't you, you know, he's just like kept saying it. And the guy finally like cracks. Cause he's like a young dude.
Yeah.
And he's just like cracks. And then they all like, just they run away. Cause
I bet
like,
I could do that job.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sure. Oh man. Can you imagine Tyler being a royal guard guy?
Oh man. I would get fired like damn.
I'm probably even calling it the wrong thing. I don't even know what it's called.
No, we all know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Though. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. Come on, man. Give me a break. It's not word of the week. But yeah. I like Chick-fil-A.
Same.
I'll go with you if you want to go.
We should do that.
I
don't know when.
I'm down. Right.
Because the problem is that whenever we go to those places that have Chick-fil-A,
we don't go to Chick-fil-A.
We're going to other places that we had intended to go to.
Right.
You know? Like, yeah. That, because we don't have one in Wiggins yet. And as a result, we go to other places that are not in Wiggins that are better.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Chick-fil-A is like, we're on a road trip kind of thing. Let's stop through here.
Instead of stopping at the gas station, let's get Chick-fil-A.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, we don't want McDonald's. We don't want...
And we have a spare hour.
Exactly.
So let's get Chick-fil-A instead. I just wanted to be open about that, you know?
I feel that. Well...
So, yeah.
Earlier, I guess, are we good?
Yeah.
Okay, sweet. Sure. Well, earlier I had mentioned me buying Great Value brand sauces.
Sauce.
Even though I acknowledge the existing sauces that are better and available for purchase.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of wanted to expound on that, and that my topic is kind of, I don't know if you want to call it hidden shames or guilty pleasures, just going to go through some of these and talk about them and like see if there's any that you do, if there's any that you are a frequent partaker of. Yes. Yeah. So I'm going to list a couple of these, and I don't do all of the or most of these. I just found some, and I'm
so this is a list that you found, not that you made.
That well, I mean, technically, I made it.
Well, I'm saying like you're not guilty of these things.
Some of these are I am.
Okay,
we're gonna talk about.
Okay, well, let's just get into
one of which being mismatched socks.
Oh yes,
really?
Oh yes.
So what under what circumstance do you do it intentionally?
I have done it intentionally.
Really?
Yeah, I have because and I think I talked about it not too long ago where like I used to do it for my patients.
Yeah,
they would find joy in like my crazy socks.
Yeah.
But nowadays,
there's some that look good like that.
Yeah.
Like they're goofy, you know?
Right. Well, nowadays, and it's also like, let's say you've got a pair of socks that both feature fries and you've got a pair that both feature
burgers. Yeah.
You wear the burgers and fries.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
But then there's other times when I just can't find my other sock and I gotta wear a sock. Do these socks match? These socks happen to match.
So.
But. I frequently just can't find the other sock, so I just put on a different sock.
I kind of have a traumatizing story.
Really?
About this. Yeah. It's not, the story itself is not traumatizing, but the event itself traumatized me. Flashback to like fifth grade Tyler.
Okay.
We are at the skating rink for, I assume, a birthday party because there were church folks there.
Right.
And it was like a Saturday morning. Okay. So we're out there getting jiggy with it. And like they put on the cha-cha slide. So naturally.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Naturally, I got to get down, you know.
Well, yeah.
So I got to take my skates off so I don't, you know, get a boo-boo.
Right.
And we're all like all out there and stuff. And my mom is pointing and laughing at me.
Oh,
and I'm
no.
like. What? I'm like little fifth grade Tyler with a big old head. Like,
what is it, Mom? What?
And I remember Andrea Hoyt's mom, Kimberly Hoyt, was there. They were both standing by each other. They were pointing and laughing. And I walked up to them, and they said that my socks don't match. And I looked down, and it was blue and black. And it was like dark blue and black. So like, I had put the socks on in the dark.
Was it that funny, though?
I don't know. I don't think they were like, I'm sure I'm remembering a lot more harshly than what happened.
Probably.
I was traumatized because I felt so like singled out, you right. know, like I still think about that sometimes.
Jeez.
Like, yeah. Like she didn't, now don't get me wrong. They didn't make like, they weren't like making fun of me, but they were laughing. And I was like, I put my socks on in the dark. I didn't know they didn't match. And ever since then, I've been adamant about my socks matching.
Oh, no, fam. Sarah gets so mad at me sometimes because, like, I'll have on different socks. She's like, really? I'm like, well, what do you want me to do? Jeez. Like, I don't have the other sock, especially. Now, I can understand the frustration. Like, if I'm wearing dress shoes,
yeah,
you know, let's be real.
But right.
Friend, if I'm wearing boots where no one is seeing my feet.
Yeah.
It do not matter.
You know what I do with socks that don't have a pair?
What?
I throw the missing one back into the dirty clothes. Because I assume that its match is either in the dirty clothes or I'll find it and I'll throw it in the dirty clothes.
Gone forever.
Then it's a vicious cycle of me washing that one sock over and over again. A vicious cycle?
Cycle?
No, but like I put my socks away like matched.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, like it's just.
Well, I put them away. Like if I have another sock, like I don't just like fold them. Any way, all willy nilly.
Well, I used to just throw them in there,
oh,
like all loose and stuff, and I would try to find.
Can't do that.
I would try to find the missing pair. Well, it stinks because I was so adamant about wearing a matching sock,
right?
So I'd have to like search forever for the
pair.
But anyway, moving on to the next one: cutting a burger. Do you do this? He said, knowing the answer.
Yes.
Yeah,
I do this, particularly at mugshots.
See, I feel like there's a little shame there.
For who?
For you.
Are you uncomfortable? I'm not. No, here's why, fam. First of all, as we've established, I'm aging. And like you begin to not care about certain things that make you macho.
Yeah.
And
I don't do it because I'm a man.
I think you do it because you think you're macho. And and I have reached a point where I'm like, you know what? I want to enjoy myself.
See, I have a good time. I never like eat this. I'm like, wow, I secretly wish I could cut this.
But you're over there like, your face.
I love that.
Your face is like super open as wide as it'll go.
I'm like, yes, burger.
And I'm over here.
I also get like the biggest burger they have on the menu.
I don't either. Mine's a steak burger.
I said I do.
Oh, okay. I thought you were about to say.
Because I get that mac and cheese.
Oh, that's
burger.
True. You get the massive
with like
one.
The two sandwiches.
Yeah.
As buns.
Yeah. See, I feel like you're flexing right now because you're like, I get this big burger and I still don't cut it.
Well,
and I get the steak burger and I cut it and it's so good and perfect. And plus, Tyler. You can't.
I feel like it's too small if I cut it.
It's the same size. It's just shaped easier to.
That's
to
what
eat.
I'm saying. Like that shape, I just like I don't get a fulfilling bite.
It's like a thing. I think of it as like a almost like a quesadilla section.
See, if I'm like eating a burger, I don't want that.
I understand.
Yeah,
you're the one judging me. I'm not judging you. You're the one that tried to put shame on me.
I do.
And so I refuse. I refute that.
Here's one thing that I actually do and take part of. Yes. Take part in. I grab the burger and I grab it. My thumb is on top. The rest of my fingers go underneath it. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then when I pick it up, it's upside down.
Oh, you're a monster. How dare you? How dare you try to put shame on me? You're flipping the burger upside down.
Look, and it's not.
Do you do this every bite?
Every single bite.
Oh, Tyler.
Here's, I can't believe you haven't noticed it.
I haven't.
It's never like I'm like, I'm going to flip this upside down. That's just how I grabbed it as a kid, and it is a reflex now. It is like the few times that I actually do stop to breathe while I'm eating, I like look at the burger and I'm like,
make sure it's upside down.
No, I'm like, I notice it's upside down. I'm like, oh well.
How dare you?
Like, because I got sesame seeds falling all over the place, and
you're
stuff
eating
like
it upside down.
Dude, it's a habit, man. I've done it since I was a kid.
I'm so sad. Because now I'm gonna notice it. Yep. And I'm gonna lose my appetite. Oh my word!
Anything I could do to help?
Yeah, thank you for that. Okay, audience. Which one of us should have shame? Me for cutting the burger, or Tyler for literally flipping it upside down?
Keep an eye on our Instagram for that.
Yeah,
we need to go to mugshots soon and take a picture of that.
I agree fully. I love mugshots, fam.
Dessert before dinner.
I'm not opposed to that.
I am.
Really?
There's an order.
No. Well, I mean, there is an order, but sometimes you have to upset the order.
Oh.
Trey Bird says, what if you die before dessert?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a big dessert person, though.
There's that to consider. There is that. So would it matter if you were like, if you were a dessert guy? Would you be like,
I don't know,
because
here's the thing. Here's how I reason it. I love cheesecake.
Yeah,
If you were to hand me a slice of cheesecake before we're about to eat burgers, I don't know if I could do it.
I think you could.
I mean, obviously, I could.
I think you would.
But I'm not going to be like, no. But like, if I have a choice, I'm going to be like, I'll wait till after we eat burgers.
We always have a choice.
But I would not prefer it by any means.
Is this only in public or like in private as well? Like at your house?
No, I'm not going to eat, especially if I'm in private.
Especially?
Like, yeah. So what's crazy?
Do you flip your burgers in private?
Yeah. It's not something I do for a flex. Like, it is literally reflex.
It's an issue.
He's going to start racking my fingers every time I go to grab it.
Tyler, no. Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
But I think I do it because it helps get support underneath it to keep all the stuff together.
Don't try to justify it.
That's what happened. I think, like, because if I just use my thumbs, it's like easier.
It's like the same thing.
No,
you have bracing.
Four fingers as opposed to one.
Are you going to drop it, Tyler?
I, as a kid, I had little hands.
But now you don't. You're a grown man with a pink hat. You should be able to eat a burger right side up. I'm going to start making you do it. Tyler, you grab it like this and you bring it to your mouth. And if you want to, you can even cut it. I won't judge you. Unlike you.
Really? So what I was going to say a second ago, like, I do not care what food is eaten at what time of day. I literally had a salad for breakfast the other day.
I feel that.
I went to Waffle House at like 10 o'clock at night the other night.
Yeah.
I know you don't like Waffle House, but I'm saying breakfast food at night. You know, I don't think food has a time of day, but I think that the meal has an order. Especially fast food, fries, burger, drink.
Really?
Restaurants, sides, main course, drink. Unless it's free refills, then drink throughout the whole thing.
Wait, so sides, main
thing,
course,
drink.
Then drink?
If there's no refills.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I have an order. That's exactly what I do every single time.
I don't.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But I feel the same way. I feel like dessert is in that. Sides, main, drink, dessert.
But
applies.
Right, as applies. I guess, like, if I'm in a restaurant, let's say I'm at Longhorn.
Okay.
I do want the salad before the steak comes out.
Yes.
There is that order that I'm like, okay, I want the appetizer, I want the salad first, then I want the steak. But when the steak comes, I'm not over here like, okay, let me eat all the fries and then the steak. I'm like, I'm just going to get a bite of steak, grab a tater, you know?
I'm eating them together, that's one thing, but otherwise it's side first.
I don't
want my last bite to be like mashed potatoes.
I understand that. Well, you can plan accordingly. And I'm not opposed to your system.
It's just weird, the inconsistency for me. That's what I'm trying to process now. But that's what I do.
I think that this is one that I'm willing to just kind of like let it go. I'm willing to overlook it. But the burger thing is unacceptable.
Okay. going out to eat after you just got groceries.
Oof.
So these have kind of been a mix of hidden shames and guilty pleasures. Like, for this one, I feel like it's more hidden shame because it's like, here's the thing, dude. I will go to Walmart. I will drop like $100 on groceries. And then...
Not when I cook.
Well, on the way to my car, haven't unloaded the groceries into my car yet. I will be calling China in for a to-go order.
And oh, like, that?
I'm like, it's on the way home.
Oh, no. I don't do that. But I have done, oh, yes. I have done like, we, okay, so we typically do grocery pickup on Sundays.
Right.
So that way we have groceries for the week.
Yeah.
And we have, and usually it's because of time constraints, but we have been like, okay, we have groceries, but it would be quicker and easier to just get Wendy's or get whatever. But like I said, because it's usually we have somewhere to be that evening. Sarah, let's see, right now, it's 6:35. Sarah just walked in the door. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, so if we have to be somewhere at 7 or 7:15, there's no time to cook.
Right.
So it's like, okay, I would prefer to have not spent $100 on groceries.
Yeah.
And now I'm over here about to spend another $15, $20 on Wendy's. Wendy's expensive, by the way.
Wendy's is expensive. But it's also worth it.
Oh, but it's good.
Oh, yes, Lord.
So that's less than ideal. And there is a level of shame to it. But I feel like there's more shame, not to throw shade, but I feel like there's more shame in what you're talking about.
Yeah. That's why that one, I feel like mine would cross more into a guilty pleasure because it's like a reward.
Well.
Because I'm like, I made it through Walmart, you know?
I would disagree. I would say that yours is, because we're talking about guilty pleasures / hidden shames.
Yeah.
I feel like yours is more of a hidden shame and mine would be more of a guilty pleasure because while it's not preferred, I do like Wendy's. So it's like, I guess it's less than ideal that we don't have time to cook, but
right.
I do like a Baconator.
See, you know, for me, I have time. It'll be like on a Thursday afternoon.
That's why there's shame involved. I mean, just let's call it what it is.
Yeah. I think of myself, I'm like, okay. I'm so proud of myself for buying groceries, like for having food, so where I don't have to go out to eat.
Can't wait to not eat bills and get Chinese.
Right. Well, at that point, because I'm doing it after work.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's like 6 o'clock before I get to Wiggins, and then after spending time in the grocery store, it's like close to 6:30, 6:45.
Well, that's like your fault. You won't be picked 7. Up.
Yeah. That's a whole other podcast.
Can't wait to have that one.
Right. And then, so I'm like, I don't want to go home and then like preheat anything.
Right.
And then, or like try to cook something. Cause the stuff I buy to cook.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I buy to like thaw out. And if I'm cooking, I am cooking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm not going to throw something in the microwave.
Ooh, can't relate.
If I do it, it's at work. Cause I only have a 30 minute lunch. But even then, I like to do
like. Isn't that the worst? 30 minute lunch?
Well, it's only. Don't let me get.
Okay.
Let me get started on that. Used to have an hour. But anyway.
Oh.
But I will be like, there's just no time.
Yeah.
Allegedly. So yes, I'd like to place an order for a 5 for $8, please. Thank you.
5 for $8. Frank, give me that 8 for $5.
Ooh. Nah, it's a really good deal. But anyway, moving forward. Eating out of a jar.
A jar?
Like eating like peanut butter out of the jar, eating like ice cream out the thing.
That.
Like eating.
For me.
Drinking milk out the carton.
Ooh, chocolate milk.
Oh, you big.
Yeah, you're right. So all of those things. Yes. Shame? No. Guilty pleasure? Absolutely.
So do you do it? Is it something that you and Sarah share or like?
Well, I mean.
Because I can do it because I'm grown and I live by myself.
Well, it depends on what it is. I will say this. So let's use peanut butter as an example. If I go to the peanut butter jar and I get a scoop, I can eat that standing right there.
Yeah.
I don't go back in.
Okay.
With the spoon that I just used.
Right.
I've never done that 0% of the time.
Yeah.
With the ice cream, sort of true, but it depends. And here's what it depends on. How much ice cream is left. If there's still like, you know.
A whole thing.
I won't do it.
Yeah.
But if it's like, okay, there's not even enough here for a whole bowl. Mm-hmm. I'm going back in.
What about drinks?
Like drinking out of the
carton.
Yeah, I do that.
Ooh wee.
Yeah. But it depends. We typically, we have cans here.
Yeah.
You know, but like recently we had Easter and we had some leftover, like 2 liters and stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't pour that junk into a glass.
Oh.
Because it's drinks that, like, Sarah's not going to drink.
Yeah, well, that's fair.
Now, if I
that's
know...
That's different.
If I know for a fact, okay, this is a Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Sarah's going to want some. I'm not going to drink out of it just because, like, there's going to be other people or another person.
Right.
Who's going to drink out of it. And I think that goes back to when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I was told not to drink after people and to not let anybody drink after me.
Well,
so
that's just like
it's kind of like
courtesy
a
courtesy thing.
Yeah, it is. But it's also like I think about that, you know?
Right.
So
but, some people don't care.
Oh, well, I agree.
But some folks do.
Yeah, but it, exactly. And some people are like, oh, can I? Not now, of course, but like back when you were at school, hey, man, let me get a swig of that. It's like, what? No.
Do you believe in the waterfall method?
I think it's I never really did get down with it.
I did, because here's the thing, it's quote unquote more courteous, but it's the exact same thing.
It is, but it's also it depends on
like you're not getting your germs in their drink, but you're getting all of their germs.
Some
if
people,
not a more concentrated version.
Some people would be like, hey, before you drink any of that, could you waterfall it? Like could you
Yeah.
And so it's like I have a drink and you want to waterfall it, so I open it. I waterfall it with you.
Or I would waterfall it myself.
And then, no. I will do it.
Really?
Yes.
See, I would be less comfortable with that.
Well, exactly. And less likely to go through with it. You think I don't know, Tyler? I'm a man who cuts his burgers in half.
Right.
So I know what I'm doing, clearly. But yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I don't like drinking after other people. I don't like people to drink after me.
Yeah.
It's just not something that happens.
It depends on the situation for me. Like if I'm in a relationship or something, y'all want to share a Sprite or something, a tropical Sprite, let's do it.
Yeah.
It don't matter.
Well, I mean, for Sarah, obviously, I'm not talking about her.
Right. Well, of course.
Like I'm not.
I don't want to drink after you.
I don't. Right. And I don't want you to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? but it's like Sarah, I feel like. Maybe it doesn't go without saying, but I feel like it should go without saying. Like, it doesn't apply to her.
Right.
But anyway.
Anyway, for me, peanut butter, I'll eat straight out the jar.
Oh,
Well,
you got to.
Well, of course. But I don't typically drink
out
of
Time out.
Mm-hmm.
Eat peanut butter out the jar.
Yeah.
As opposed to what?
Spreading it on something. Like, some people don't, a lot of people don't just eat spoonfuls of peanut butter.
But
like
if you do.
They'll put it on something.
But if you do, like, if you're just a man and enjoys peanut butter.
Some people put it in a bowl, maybe.
Do they?
Do folks? I know a lot of people. I know putting. So, I know double spooning the peanut butter jar is frowned upon.
But some people. I mean, I've heard of people putting it in ice cream.
Ooh, that is my favorite. Vanilla ice cream.
Yeah,
with
vanilla
peanut
ice
butter.
Cream. But if you're just like, I want some peanut butter. There's only one way to do it, and that is eat it out of the jar.
Some people put it on white bread. Or tortilla.
But that you're not eating peanut butter. You're
it's a boat for the peanut butter.
Well then you need celery. Because then you get the crunch.
Right. And zero calories.
Right. You're burning calories.
Negative one calorie.
Negative, yeah.
Okay, moving forward. Keeping up with celebrity feuds that have nothing to do with you. Not necessarily even celebrities like sometimes there'd be some apostolic stuff going on.
Yeah. So here's the thing about this for me. There's some things you just can't not see because it gets so big.
Right. That's what I was going to say. But it's not like you intentionally go and search that stuff out.
Right. Well, and sometimes it's like, I see it. I'm now aware of it.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm not going to like pursue more information. But then there are also times because it's so big.
Somebody's like, did you hear about
this?
Yeah.
And it's like, I saw something about it. And then they're like, well, here's what happened.
Yeah.
And they tell you about it. Well, now you know even more.
Right. Now you're like up to date with
the
situation.
And it's not even that it's necessarily even anything like super bad. It would just be like
an event that happened.
An unfortunate situation.
I don't think that either of us people that go and search those that out for people that we don't know or really care about.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Anyway. Moving forward, taking soaps and shampoos from the hotel.
I don't do that.
Yeah, me either. Some people will take those like small ones and just like take them home with them.
Yeah.
I feel like that's more inconvenient than just leaving it there. They're so small. Like, what is?
You're gonna lose it. You're gonna forget about it,
it's gonna explode in your bag.
And when you get home, you're not gonna use it.
Exactly. Anyway,
and if you do, then you probably don't cut your burgers in half.
Shop for houses.
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Like, you know, some people will be like, they'll like look at websites and stuff like that for houses.
Yeah.
They're living in a house.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just looking. I find no joy in that.
Sarah does that.
Really?
Yeah, she'll get on there. And I understand because, like, she's into, like, the decor stuff. And yeah. I understand that. But sometimes she'll, like, send me a link and be like, this is really cute. Yep. Sure is.
That's how I feel, though. Because Dad, like even with cars, Dad wanted me to drive his car and stuff. And I'm like, I don't want to drive anything that I can't buy.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't find joy in, like you know, he'll go and test drive cars.
Yeah.
Like, at the dealership or whatever. With no intention of buying.
Well, it's like self-torture. Like, what if right, I really like
exactly.
it and I want
like,
it?
What are you going to do now, homie?
I can't get
he
it.
He will buy it.
Yeah, yeah.
He will have no intention of buying it. He'll drive it and be like, oh, man.
The only exception to this rule for me is Guitar Center. I will go to Guitar Center and play things I can't buy.
Yeah, okay.
I will do that.
I do that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's different. It's not a car.
Well, still, we can't afford it.
Right, but it's also...
Probably not going to get it.
But I have, like... equally functional guitars.
Looking up local mugshots. Not the restaurant mugshot.
I have done this on occasion.
Really?
But it's not been the situation of like...
Who got arrested?
Yeah, it's not like that. It's, hey, so-and-so got arrested. And I'm like, are you serious? And then I go look for the mugshot.
Okay.
So it's not like, let me just browse it like Twitter.
Nah, see, I used to work with a girl who did that. Every day she had the website pulled
really?
Up. And she'd be like... I'm not going to give any names or the company name or anything right. like that, but I worked for a company. And she'd be like, look, this is our customer that we waited on last week.
What a loser.
She would look up like customers and see their headshots and like,
no.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this right now. If you, God forbid, you were to get arrested for your mugshot, would you smile?
It depends on the situation.
No.
No, it depends because was I beating up somebody that deserved it? Or did I like...
that deserved it?
Right. Well, I mean, like, you know, there are situations yeah. where like if you see this happen, it's going down. Kind of thing.
Yeah.
But then there's also like criminal speeding.
Right.
So like that, it all depends on why I got arrested.
Both are frowned upon by the law.
Well, not one of them will yeah. not be frowned upon by Tyler.
Right.
So one of them I'll be like sobbing, blubbering, you'll see tear stains and stuff. I'll be like, cry face. Another one I'll be like, I did it.
I feel like no matter what, you got to find a way to smile. You got to smile in a mugshot.
I can't.
Come on, friend.
If I'm in jail for criminal speeding,
you're not in jail yet. You're going to jail, but you're not currently. So you got to smile so that you know what I'm saying. Like,
no,
friend.
No. If I'm getting arrested for like criminal speeding or like tax evasion,
are you admitting to something or
no,
you
no,
said
no.
allegedly
criminal speeding? Yes, I'll admit to that.
Yeah,
but
well, it's no secret,
right?
Yeah.
Last one, wrapping it up. Eating raw cookie dough?
No.
Same.
I don't like raw cookie.
Take it back.
Really?
Yeah.
I never have liked it. I don't even like the ice cream.
I don't like get... Oh, I do like cookie dough ice cream a lot. Sonic has a cookie dough Oreo blast right now, and they put a huge glob of cookie dough on the top of it. Oh, it's so good. Not anyway, I will not like get like the tube of cookie dough and be like, eat it like toothpaste or something.
Delana loves it.
Really?
Yeah. She goes to town on that stuff.
What I do... is like those pre-made cookie dough squares that you just put the squares on the thing. I pop one of those squares in my mouth.
Don't they have cookie dough where it's like, this is the cookie dough you should eat? Like it's because regular cookie dough, you can get sick.
Allegedly.
Well, I mean, people have.
Who?
People.
Name three people.
Delana, Mama, and probably Mama.
Are these confirmed?
Delana for sure got sick.
Ooh-wee.
I remember that. But she also, at some point in time, ate like an obscene amount of it. Because it seemed like, and she'll probably be like, I did not. But look, it seems like there was a point in time in life where like Delana's thing was, how much cookie dough can I consume?
So me every weekend.
And she's not here to defend herself, but I'm sure I'll be getting a text message saying, right. I did not.
Well, I only do like the pre-made cookie dough squares. But yeah, so that was our guilty pleasure / hidden shames. Just a few things. Did you have anything you wanted to add to that?
Not really. I was thinking, and you know, the only thing, and I've mentioned it before, is I really love to watch the What's in My Bag videos.
Yeah, that's
and
cool.
And I like to watch What's on My iPhone videos. But the problem with those is you really gotta dig to find one that's done by a guy.
Yeah.
Because a lot of it is girls, and it's like, it's nothing like, oh, I don't want to watch a girl's video, but it's like...
They're more focused on the aesthetic of
stuff. Yeah, they're like looking at... Well, I mean, I just...
Like, look at this cute app design.
We're into different things.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, Yeah, but I do like to sometimes get on there and watch those and dig for that.
Same. Same. Okay, well, time to get into Drop the Bop. This week on Drop the Bop, Cody, I got a good one.
Do ya?
Yep, and it's one that you've listened to and enjoyed. It is nothing.
You're not doing it.
Nothing Else by Gatton and additional person whose name is, it's not their name. I'm sure it's their like stage name, but it's SXXNT. 16, maybe. No, that's not it.
I don't know what it could be.
Same. No clue. But,
it's so good.
My word.
It's so good. Is it a slow bow?
It's kind of a slow. It's a lo-fi song.
It's a low. Yeah.
It's lo-fi. So, like, the thing about it is that it's, so Nothing Else, the original is Cody Carnes, if I'm not mistaken. The Nothing Else Will Do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super good. Super amazing words. Well, Gatton took this song and like added like jazz chords, different harmonies, like it added a beat to it, like made it very chill to listen to. So yeah, I would definitely call it a slow bow.
Yeah.
But it's still a bop.
Oh, absolutely.
It's relaxing, but also like the words are just, of course, they're still so good.
Yeah.
And just the harmonies, they just hit you just right. Anyway, there's only so much I could say about it, but I definitely recommend y'all check it out because it is so unique. That'll be on our Instagram and our highlights for Apple Music and Spotify.
And that's how I found it. Tyler shared it to his Instagram, his personal Instagram, which you can follow in the link down below. And he was like, man, this song, it's exactly what I needed, and it's so great, blah, blah, blah. And at first, I really didn't think anything of it.
Right.
But then I saw other people like responding to it, and I was like, maybe I should go check it out. And then I did, and I text you, and I was like, bro, I'm a fan.
Yup.
Like, it's a really good song.
So good.
So you should definitely check it out. Like he said, those links are there. Ladies and gentlemen,
it's been a good time.
It's been a wonderful time. And like I said before at the beginning of the show, this has been an episode of The Table. It's a family-friendly podcast that we upload weekly for your amusement. If you like that, head over to Instagram and Twitter, where you can give us a follow at That Table Pod. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and share this podcast with your friends and your family. If you'd like to learn about other ways you can support the show, please take a moment to check out the description, where you'll find a short list that we've provided for your convenience. We thank you so much for hanging out with us again today. It's been our pleasure to serve you, and as always, until next time,
be blessed.